It's been hard tonight because this just hasn't been anything that has really pleased everybody here. You know, I've been talking to you guys.
You can't please everyone.
You can't please everyone. But
and I'm sure people are getting tired of us all agreeing on things.
They have been, but I can see these movies just weighing you down, man. The more we talk about them, the more you just seem like a broken man.
Maybe the last one will turn around.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's what, you know. Listen, people, we've been talking about mainstream movies tonight. We know that the Cars series has not always been a favorite of ours. I can understand that. I like the last movie, but Martin had a little bit of baggage from the other two and carried it into that review. I understand that. And then
that's not accurate.
Also, now the other thing is that we just saw a lame comedy, and I don't expect Martin to come in. And even though I liked him more than Martin, I do not begrudge you because there were some things that just weren't working. They just didn't work. They worked worse for you than me. I got that. Can we bring it up maybe with a little bit of culture, the independent cinema? Hey, you know, people take chances with that. They're smarter scripts. They got better performances. And that seems to be the case with the movie we're coming to right now. Beatrice at Dinner. It's done by the people. And let me see if I can actually find this. Because it's done by the people who have done a movie that is a favorite of Martin and myself. The movie Chuck and Buck.
Yep. Miguel Arteta.
Miguel.
And Mike White.
Mike White. Miguel Arteta and Mike White. Now, if you haven't seen Chuck and Buck, it's a little bit of a weird film. And a lot of people are saying they didn't like it back in the day. Because the reason why is that it was a movie that made a lot of people feel uncomfortable. It dealt with issues such as, and here it is right here. It dealt with issues such as being a stalker, mental illness, homosexuality, and tried to make somewhat of a comedy out of it. While a lot of critics thought it was good, a lot of people said, I just can't stomach that movie, man.
You know what? I think with today's attitudes towards homosexuality, it'd probably be more accepted now than it was back then.
And I agree with you on that. I think, it was, the movie was, over 10 years old?
Yeah, it came out in 2000.
Yeah. And it was... If people are uncomfortable by a film, that's when Martin says, well, that might just be my thing. Martin, and I'm with him. I love movies that make me squirm, and you do too. And you saw the movie with us too.
Yes, I did.
And this is no different. Maybe it's no Chuck and Buck, but it does deal with Selma Hayek playing a middle-aged immigrant woman, a Mexican woman, who she does a service for this well-to-do family, they're very wealthy, and they have very wealthy friends who they've invited over for dinner. I mean, people who are billionaires. And there's some very important business going down. But as Beatrice starts to think that she might be familiar with one of the guys that's there, played by John Lithgow, the richest guy there, the guy who's actually going to make the guy who owns the home more money, this guy who has his home because of him, She starts to bring up some sour points that she feels very strongly about, and not only starts to put the dinner at risk, but possibly these people's livelihoods, and it does not feel good. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Beatrice at Dinner, and you'll see what we're talking about. Just in this trailer alone, there's a lot of uncomfortable moments.
This is my dear friend, Beatrice.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Beatrice is a healer.
I do massage, sound therapy, Reiki.
This woman is a saint. It's like birds fly out of the sky and land on her shoulder.
Aw, it's like Snow White.
Can I get another bourbon, hun?
Oh, no, Doug, this is Beatrice. She's staying for dinner.
Oh, you were hovering. I just figured you were part of the staff.
Well, I know you.
Doug's famous. He's been on the news.
I don't know why. I think I know you.
Ever dance in Vegas? Thank you for having us at your stunning home. I couldn't be more pleased at how smoothly this whole process has gone.
Alex,
if any of those efforts were illegal, I do not know you, nor was I even here tonight.
Neither was I, and it's my house.
Yeah. I would just like to say to Kathy and Grant, thank you for having me.
When I first came to the United States a long time ago...
Did you come legally?
Yes.
Oh, this tenderloin was amazing.
So was the fish, so buttery.
So, Doug, you build hotels?
I just own them.
I always had inside me the desire to be a healer.
Good for you. You're working. You're contributing.
We're going to South Africa in a couple of days. It's true what they say. Those animals would basically be gone if it wasn't for the hunting.
I don't consider it murder. It's like this original dance of man and beast, the struggle for survival.
Are you for real? You killed this...
Hey!
You think it's funny? I think it's sick. You think killing is hard? Try healing. You can break something in 2 seconds, but it can take forever to fix it.
Sounds like you have a pretty tough job.
I think that fate brought us together.
For what?
I don't know. Revenge, maybe? You think that you can hide up here behind these gates and that everything is gonna be all right?
The world doesn't need your feelings. It needs jobs. It needs money. It needs what I do.
The world doesn't need you.
Doug is a great philanthropist.
Shut up, Gus.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Okay, you're done.
Sorry. Thank you very much.
What were you thinking? My relationship with that guy paid for this house.
I kind of feel like I don't even know you.
You don't know me.
Bitch. This can't possibly end well.
Martin, what's up?
This trailer is a completely different movie than what we saw.
Yeah, they do make it seem like it's going to be something sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they do. And while it's nothing sinister, it is a lot of tension in there. A lot of it just has to do with Beatrice being out of place at this dinner and being socially awkward. And also, it narrows down to her just kind of having like these staring matches and these vocal sparring matches with John Lithgow's character, who he's Trump. You know, he owns a lot of hotels. He owns a lot of businesses. He doesn't like immigration. He doesn't like illegal immigrants. That's why you saw the way that he was grilling her in the trailer right here. And
he's one of those self-made blowhards who's ultra rich, but he's also in trouble with the law a bunch of times.
Yep. And there are moments where it's just that's where it comes down to, because it's uncomfortable. But at this party, things just stop. Because I will say this, Salma Hayek as Beatrice, she's great. You probably have never seen it like this before. She reminds me of Denise a little bit. Who's sitting over there, I can't go lie, because she just goes around the room just staring at people and shit. And she, you know, she'll just say these random things and people just stop and like, what the fuck is she talking about? And well, you're not thinking this the whole time. Come on, man. Don't lie about it, because I was like, I ain't saying you're exactly like Beatrice, but there were elements of Denise and Beatrice in it. And I said, oh my God, it's her. But Martin, I don't want to continue, because I think that you love these kind of movies, it's fair for you to kind of start off and give your opinion on this.
Oh, okay. Wow, let me take the lead.
Yes, sir.
It's wild. And
refreshing.
It is one of those movies. It's funny, because watching it, I hadn't seen the trailer, so I didn't realize it was those two guys who wrote and directed it. I just know that it gave me that same kind of Chuck and Buck feeling of, man, this dynamic of these people they've put together, it's very uncomfortable, and it's going to be a long night where nobody's going to leave, so you're going to have to sit through it. The main takeaway I got from this is that Salma Hayek is amazing in it. I've never seen her play, you know, she never gets cast in roles like this. The last time she had a meaty role was probably Frida, which she produced.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is, in here, they got her with no makeup, a bad haircut. They try to dress her down, but you can still see her curves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, I'm trying.
I was following her ass like a bouncing ball back and forth.
Well, that's like one shot at the beginning of the movie where it's just on her ass. Man. I'm like, come on.
Oh, no.
Like, I like it, but come on.
I tried not to look at that ass, but every time, like, especially when she was in profile I was like, yeah, I want to get into the movie, but that ass is pulling me out.
I was like, she still got it.
Yeah, as much as they try to take it away from her. And John Lithgow is really great also, because he's this character who's... both of them play... They're characters who, in real life, I find abrasive. Mm-hmm. Like, might not want to spend a lot of time with.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought John Lithgow gave this kind of performance where he was detestable, and then there were times, there were moments when he seemed very human, so I could really buy the character. And with her being such a new agey person, a new age healer, which is a bunch of shit. I don't buy into all that myself. It seems a bit much. So it's the kind of thing where throwing her character up like that's enough to go like, oh well, she's crazy. She's awkward. She knows she shouldn't be doing that. But it didn't take long to go like, you know what? She's just a person. She's just not part of their world. As a matter of fact, that's early on when she was talking about her goats. At first, I was like, girl, you can't be having goats. But when she cried about her goat, I felt my eyes welling up. It really touched me. And yeah, I mean, it has plenty to say back and forth about the class struggle. But I loved it as a character study, especially with her. I just found her character profoundly sad. And
Let me hear what you got to say, man.
Well, no, to kind of echo what he said, the writing in this was amazing. And the thing about it is a huge character study. And I like to see like characters fleshed out. I talk about this in movies all the time where I just feel like we get these 2D people. But in this one, you get to see everybody has their pluses and minuses. Like, yeah, Salma Hayek, she's going that crazy. Everything must be natural and this, and this, and she's keeping goats. But she's making a lot of valid points. And same thing with John Lithgow. Like, he's doing some scumbag shit, but then he makes some valid points as well. So nobody in here is really typecast as a villain or a hero in this story.
Man, you just ate a lemon right there.
So, like, you got that. And then even the people around them, you get to see the way their dynamics change with each other.
Yeah.
Like, the way the husband talks to the wife and then the way he talks to John Lithgow changes. And then even the way the other guy that was there, like what his role was. So all these characters seem like people you would see in real life. And that was the thing that I really appreciated about this.
Yep. You know, I wish I could be there with y'all on this, but I don't see
it. Man, come on. I'm trying to work with you.
You know what? I hate to do this, man. It's like I was.
This was on you.
Yeah. I accept that because I want to be on that level because there's a lot of things that I appreciate about this movie. Yeah, the performances in here, they're great, especially Selma Hayek. I can only just follow with what you guys are saying. I can't really add too much to it. She gives a great performance and adds a lot of depth to a character that doesn't have depth, in my opinion. Because the movies, it has a message. Well, you say it's like it's about the class struggle. It's a class struggle in a very black and white sort of way. And there were just things in this movie that just made me laugh at how cartoonishly stereotypical it was. I mean, the message is that, you know, these conservative rich white people are bad, and this innocent immigrant is so enlightened and good. I mean, it's to the point where. Like John Lithgow and the other man in the movie who are
there's two
there's two other guys in here one of them is Duplass
Jay Duplass
and who was the guy that who was the other guy
the husband
yeah the husband
yeah I don't know
David Warshawski I believe and you can see him right here I hope that's him I think that's him but you know there are points in the movie where they're hanging by the pool and they're there for a business deal. And the deal is to build a hotel that's going to cause some great environmental damage somewhere. And they're hanging out by the pool and they're smoking cigars and they're practically like, ah, har, 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 har. And she, meanwhile, she's looking back and she's doe-eyed through the whole movie. And it's almost to the point where she really is, she has mystical powers. She can feel pain in people. You know, she's so good that she keeps goats at our house. Because a person killed her other goat, and her neighbor did, you know. And with the movie, I just thought, wow, man, you know, it just feels very heavy-handed with this really talented cast that you have right here. The women are really no much better themselves. You know what they do is they just sit back and they just, if they're not faking interest with each other. Then they're sitting around. The only time they are interested in each other is when they're sitting around gossiping about a friend of the family who has an STD. It was like, I get it, you know?
I think it was a celebrity that had STD.
They knew that person too. Like they were, that's they're rich people. And I think that it was a friend of the family who is. And even if it wasn't, they're just gossiping anyway.
Yeah.
I see where you guys are coming from. But the big thing was, while you're supposed to be rooting for Beatrice, because, you know, of course, everybody is stereotyping her. She's the help. She's an illegal. She's part of the staff. She's got nothing of importance to say. They cut her off constantly in the movie. There were points where I thought, okay, you know what? These people are assholes. I don't like them. But when they cut Beatrice off, yeah, because she rambles, she's socially awkward, mm-hmm. and she's she's kind of creepy.
Well, but that's the thing, though. That's what I thought kept it from being so heavy-handed. Is like, as much as it seemed on the surface, like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, she's the noble savage against all these rich assholes. She was awkward in a way that was annoying, and she got told like, hey, stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And then she would try, and her nature would get the better of her, because I was like, yeah, this is like people I know who I think they're good people. They have good hearts.
Yeah.
But they do weird shit, and it's annoying, and you kind of like keep your distance from them. But I think, well, you know what? It's so easy to see somebody and go like, okay, they're just crazy, and type them. But there's more to everybody.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I feel like you're saying there's more to these people. Even the wives, like I felt like they were doing what I think these socialite females do, where they're out there gossiping about celebrities and things going on in Hollywood. And you even see Connie Britton's character. She's like, listen, I love this lady for what she's done with my family. It's like, all right, you're actually fleshing out a story as to why you're so endeared by this person. And then having to be the hand that comes down and says, listen, you got to stop doing this. Like, you can see it's hurting her while she's doing it. And she knows that Salma Hayek's character is just like, I'm trying to do good and I'm messing up.
Yeah, you know what? And I got that. I mean, that's one of the things I like about the movie is that I don't know I'm confused on whether this was the intention, because, the reason why I don't like Beatrice, and I think they want us to, and I don't like her.
Mm. No, you know, not at all. That's what I feel like. This nobody in this movie comes out clean, because they set Beatrice up to be like a person where I don't know if I should agree with her or not, because yes, she has good intentions, but she also does shit that you just shouldn't be doing.
No, and that's it, because these people are assholes. But I felt more for them than I ever did for Beatrice. I really did not like Beatrice. Beatrice came in.
I don't know if I go that far.
No, I didn't. I did not like her, because as bad as these people are, and I mean the guys, and I'll tell you why the guys just didn't upset me. It's not against Beatrice or anything. I'll say it right now. Like John Lithgow's character, it's enough where he's a billionaire. It's enough where he's, you know, he's kind of slightly racist and probably doesn't even know it. But when they got to the point where he actually, oh, and I shoot rhinos too, and I was like, oh Jesus, man, come on. You know, we don't have to bring every social issue in here. We don't have to make this guy that much of a stereotype. Now, Connie Britton, who plays the wife of whose house this is, I liked her because she genuinely was a good person. That's why the things I didn't like about Beatrice. Beatrice turns on you. And we're not spoiling anything. It's on a trailer, but she's really is trying to show her some kindness. The reason why Beatrice is in the first place, because a car broke down, and first is stay for dinner. And then when the car doesn't continue to work, it's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Stay at my home. And Connie Britton's character is trying to be as kind to her as she can.
Kathy. Hi. I'm so sorry, but my friend that was gonna fix my VW cannot come until tomorrow morning. I don't know what to do.
Stay here.
I feel bad.
What? Don't you feel bad? Don't you ever feel bad? You could stay right here in Tara's room.
Are you sure?
I insist.
Thank you, Kathy.
The only thing I ask is that you take one of Tara's guitars and you sing us a song after dinner. Beatrice has the most incredible singing.
I need to call my friend to stop at my house and check on my doggies and my goat.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Thank you, Kathy.
Stop thanking me. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh, so sweet. She's like, go.
And that's also Chloe Savini, and I think that's Amy Landecker that's in that plays the other two, other two wives. And Connie Britton seemed like the most honest person to me in the movie. And I will say this, while I thought that it was it was way over the top for John Lithgow to be that vile to where he's out there killing wild game, because that's a hot button issue right now. You know, I did think that there were moments where they played it well, because when him and Beatrice were going at it, it was some points where you're right. I don't like the guy still, but he did feel more human.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you know, in the movie, to make you even kind of consider like a vile guy like that, you know, they did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, like is a going a bit far, but to see that he's not just twirling his mustache the whole time.
Yeah.
But the fact that she turns on Connie Britton, I think that adds to her character, to see that like the movie is not all about making you go like, isn't Beatrice the best? It's constantly going like, hey, isn't this chick kind of weird? But at the same time, look where she is. Look how awkward the situation is. And honestly, that dinner party, the whole time, I was like, I just got douche chills. I was like, you know what? I'd rather be at the dinner party and get out than at that one.
Yeah. Right. You know, no, it was, but I just, like I said, I it was something where the movie played so long that this is good and this is bad. And I would have felt that it was a little more ambiguous had they not put in these elements in there that did push it to a cliche. And I'm not going to say the movie's not worth watching, because I did enjoy it. I mean, I these scenes that make you squirm, these arguments that Beatrice and John Lithgow have, that's substance right there. It is, mm-hmm. and they're done very well. And like Jay Duplass, he's a guy that I didn't like. That's one of the things I'm talking about in the movie, where they take it a little bit too far, because in the movie he's so insensitive. Like, he's saying things like, they're like, "All right, Chihuahua," and saying all these really ignorant.
You got to keep in mind, like, alcohol is flowing this whole party.
He's super drunk by this point.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't think his writing was that good. Drunk.
I love the dynamic of every single character, Hal, because the more Beatrice would come in and talk, then that changed how everybody acted, and you can watch it build as it goes. And yeah, Jay Duplass is more like, "I'm just drinking and having a good time." He's saying ignorant stuff just because, hey, that's how he grew up. It doesn't even occur to him. And the person I probably hated the most was the husband, because I was just like, man, you just sucking this guy's cock just for his money.
Oh, yeah.
And otherwise, you're just a big coward.
Hey, man, he's got a big ass house and a mortgage you got to pay. So,
He just cursed out his wife like the scene before. We're like, oh, now we see where you a bitch.
Yeah. No, he's not a good guy. But, I'm not gonna blame him for like sitting up here and trying to make a living. But, I mean, no, they're not good people. And by the end of it, I still don't know. I still feel like there was a message to be had, and I still feel like it was heavy-handed. Now, and I don't like the ending, because it just didn't make sense to me.
The ending, okay, that's where this movie took a turn for me. If this movie probably would have ended maybe 10 minutes earlier, what happens? I was like, all right, bravo, because my jaw was on the floor when that happened. I was like, okay, they went for it.
Yeah.
And no, all right. So
I'm glad they didn't, because it would have been a whole different genre.
Yeah,
me
too. That's what I thought too. I was like, you'd have to change what genre this movie is.
Yeah, it would have been a Blumhouse movie.
The thing is, the ending that I feel with that ending, you're like, all right, it's a weird ass. The ending was weird, but this whole movie is weird, so it kind of fits that tone outside of the setting they're going for. But the cop out that they went with, that one just pissed. That made me mad. I was like, wow, we went through all that, and you're just gonna do this?
And it just doesn't make sense. The circumstances that led up to it, like, I don't see it playing out that way. No matter how, and you have to see. And I think that's really what's going to put this between a rental and a matinee for people. It's going to be how they land the film, because there's a lot of things, because I've seen some reviews where people are like, you guys, they're like, man, this is a really good film. Well, even one person like, this is the movie that every white person who doesn't like Mexicans need to see. And I'm like, nah, it's not that. And also, it's not this. I think it's a movie that's probably saying more than even what I realize. I still, though, think it's a little heavy. But there's enough in the movie that made me like it and ride with it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Those great performances, that great dialogue, and some good squirm moments in here. It was even above my comfort level. And I've seen movies that go further than this, but I was just I don't like embarrassment. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was easy to see it through Connie Britton's eyes, where you've been that person who invited somebody to a party where they didn't belong, and you'd hope that they would all fit in, and they aren't, and you just kind of like, what do I do here?
I mean, this is a business meeting where they got a lot going on, and you don't have to like what's going on with them. But Connie Britton, she vouched for him. And at the beginning of the movie, her husband said, hell no, she's going to ruin this. And she's doing exactly what he said she would do. Mm. And it really, and to put her in that position, I was like, I don't like seeing people embarrass themselves. Mm-hmm. When she doesn't know when to quit, you could see people just rolling their eyes and like, wow. And I just felt bad for her. I might not like her, but I felt bad for her.
But we've all been in that situation. We haven't been her, but like, we've been that person. Either you're at the party and somebody's acting like that, or like he said, you're Connie Britton's character and you invited somebody that's acting a fool.
That Felix level of things. Felix, be quiet, man. you're not reading these expressions right here, but
Felix comes to dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And breakfast and lunch.
That would be a Blumhouse.
Felix moves in.
Hey, guys. Hey, y'all, we're just messing with you, Felix. You know how we are, man. We love you. But it was the ending that toppled me over to the rental part. High rental. Highly recommended rental. if I had just had more of a satisfying ending. And I don't know what you could have done to make it that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make the movie, you know, the movie is what it is. They made the movie they wanted to do, so it's going to work for some people. It didn't work for me on that matinee level, and it was teeter-tottering through the whole thing. But I want to praise the movie for the things that it did right. Some of the things that are heavy-handed in here are also some of the things that are very good and artistic about it. You know, some of these, like I said, some of these shots in the movie are meant to again deliver a message that we got. But I do like how sometimes they framed, especially in silhouette, like Beatrice outside of the group. Yeah. How they always had her standing back.
Yeah.
How they always made you know that she was an outsider. And had maybe the movie been a little more subtle in that way, I probably would have thought, all right, man, that's worth the matinee too. But, I'm not disregarding. Damn, girl. I'm just... Beatrice's dinner. Beatrice gets a beer. But, I'm not going to discourage anybody from going to see this if you do decide to see it at a theater. I think it has its place for the right people that really want to see it for the best parts of it.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this movie up until the very end. The characters in it I thought were done really well, and again we got to see multi facets of them. So you get to see the husband's relationship with Connie Britton and with John Lithgow. You even get to see actually every couple in here. You get to see how their relationships work outside of what's going on in the main story. So you're like, all right, now I understand why you're this way, or I understand why you're just going to get drunk at the party because everything you did is done. Like, you just had to set this up. So I appreciated that, and I appreciate that they did not make this, what's her name, Selma Hayek, this holier-than-thou person, because, she has some stuff that's like, all right, you are a crazy person. Like, you probably shouldn't be keeping goats in your bedroom. You weird. It's that ending is what pushes me back. I was like, all right, I was going with this movie. I was going a full price with this.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm really digging this. And then the way the ending went down, I was like, oh, man, why'd you have to do that? So that brought it down for a matinee for me. The writing's great. The character is great. Even, like you said, some of the framing is great. And I love the way that the party just escalated. And there were they could have taken a lot of cop-outs with this, especially with her having to make that phone call.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, that can't be the situation. But you're like, you know what? It turned out a different way than I thought it was.
Yeah.
So, this is a solid matinee for me.
Mr. Thomas.
Well, I would say that where you have a problem with the ending, I totally get that. I mean, even where it cut off, I'm like, for the most part, I don't like when movies will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I got it. And I saw it probably in a different way. I was surprised by how emotional I felt watching this movie. And even with the ending, I walked away and it stuck with me, and I walked around downtown for a while with just this kind of feeling of sadness, and I was like, man, I haven't had this from
Kill Joe
a
goat.
Flick in a
while. it kind of killed my goat.
And normally with a movie small like this, I'm like, well, renting it is fine. But I thought, if I'd paid to see this and I paid a matinee, I'd be over the moon for it. I mean, having a stronger ending would certainly have pushed it to a full price for me. But as it is, it's a very high matinee.
All right, there you go.
No Cars 3, huh?
No,
we're all yelled out now.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, it's 11:30. I got no beef with y'all no more. Shit. And like I said, we got our own Beatrice in here.
This can't possibly end well.